1320 WILS. So imagine this, traveling the world, but doing it with your parents, your elderly parents. My next guest has done just that. Valerie Grubb, travel expert, author of the brand new book, Planes, Canes, and Automobiles, Connecting with Your Aging Parents Through Travel. Valerie, great to have you here.
Awesome. I'm very delighted to be here, Michael. Yeah. Thank you for this opportunity.
You've traveled over 300,000 miles yourself with your elderly mother. How old is your mother, if I may ask?
She just turned 85 this year, 85. And I'm delighted to say no one died along the way of those 300,000 miles.
Well, I mean, what's the most challenging part of traveling with someone in their 80s?
Oh, goodness sakes. You know, I guess probably the first thing you would think of is the fact that mom's in a wheelchair and has to slow down, but I that's probably one thing you would think of, but really, I think it's more the fact that she's still my mom, and she's always going to see me as that little girl, and she's always going to have comments,
but she said she's in a wheelchair?
Yes, yes, okay. My mom went into a wheelchair for long distances. She can kind of walk a few steps, but really when we travel, she needs to be in a wheelchair.
Okay, and how are you able to, because you travel internationally, right?
We do, yep. We've been to a bunch of different places, China, Thailand, Cambodia, Malaysia, lots of places.
So how do you manage that when she's in a wheelchair in terms of actually getting around?
You know, it's about research, booking, really asking a lot of questions to make sure that I can physically get her around. Mm-hmm. I also have a tendency to more book cars. You're much better if you've got somebody that's in a wheelchair to transport them around and do less kind of pushing along the sidewalk, because you can just never quite tell.
No Great Wall of China then?
Oh, you know, we did do the Great Wall of China, set mom down at the bottom, and as I was hiking up, my brother and I looked down, and my mom started climbing that rascal.
Wow.
And I could only tell that based on the fact that she had an umbrella, and by gosh, if she didn't make it up quite a bit of the way, and as my brother and I were coming down, we intercepted her. So, you know, I think she's maybe fooling being in that wheelchair.
Now, I'm talking to Valerie Grubb, the brand new book just out this month, right, Valerie?
Yeah, it actually drops next Tuesday.
Tuesday comes out. Planes, Cranes, and Automobiles. It's all about traveling with your elderly parents. And now what made you even want to do that?
It was on a lark 20-plus years ago. I wanted to go to Italy very last minute. None of my friends could go, and I just thought, you know, let me ask my mom, and she said yes, and 20 years later, we're still traveling together.
How has that changed your relationship with her, traveling this way?
Oh, my goodness. I have learned so much more. Mom and I have definitely become closer, and I've learned so much more about her than I could ever learn over phone calls.
Really? What would you say you learned that you didn't know before?
She told my father that she wouldn't marry him if he was the last SOB on Earth. Thank goodness that kind of changed. I also found out she got kicked out of high school for roughhousing, which is kind of a shock to think about. And those are things that you just don't get over a phone call.
Right.
You need to be kind of cocktailing in some foreign country, and then the real truth comes out.
Traveling is stressful. That's the one thing about traveling. You can't avoid that part of it. How do you handle that? Do you two end up fighting at some point?
Every now and then, those hot buttons, your parents kind of know how to push them, and I know how to push it for mom, but I think that just kind of building in time on your own to get up and take a walk and go get a coffee, or pausing and counting to four before I open my mouth and engage my brain or engage my mouth definitely helps.
Not a lot of drama then, you're saying. You get along most of the time.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I also really take steps. You know, I eat, I get sleep, I really try not to overbook. Mm-hmm. So I do things that I know are, because the moment we get overbooked and behind, now I'm going to get stressed.
Right.
If mom doesn't eat, she gets stressed.
A lot of traveling is timing. You don't want to miss a flight. You don't want to miss a bus. Tell me this. Even in her 80s, she wants to continue traveling this way?
You know, I make it easy for her, and yes, she still feels vital. We've traveled. My father was a pilot. We've traveled all our lives. And it really wouldn't dawn on her not to travel. And it's my job, and I think what I talk about in the book is how to really ease that for them so that they don't really understand that it's not a difficult challenge for them.
So you're booking the hotels, you make the arrangements for everything, or is she involved in any way in the process?
Oh, gosh, no. 100% on me.
Yeah.
And I'm all right with that. I mean, it's worth it to be able to take her along.
Yeah. Does she like to go to sleep early, that kind of thing?
Oh, most definitely. But that's great. Then I can go out and, you know, I get mom into the room, and then I'm off on my own if that's what I want to do, or go out and, you know, do whatever. So,
have you ever had to seek medical attention while you're traveling overseas?
Many times, unfortunately. That's kind of part and parcel with traveling with somebody who's on 15, 16 pills a day.
Wow. So what do you do? Give me an example of how difficult that gets when you're in a foreign country and you have an emergency.
You know, it can be challenging. Mom has been in the hospital in Spain, and, you know, when you're trying to describe the challenges of the fact that your parents having shortness of breath and can't breathe, that's very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't speak, depending on their level of command of English, and certainly my local language in health conditions is rather challenging.
Mm-hmm.
She hurt her ankle in Cambodia, and we actually had the hotel arranged. I think the guy was like a witch doctor. I mean, he's like throwing water on her ankle, and I'm like, I don't think that's going to help, but, you know, really can't communicate, so we're going to go with it.
Right.
Have you
guys discussed the potential of something very, very serious happening when she's overseas and maybe the trip, you know, not ending happily?
You know, we haven't discussed it.
Uh-huh.
That's a great question. I guess I'm always prepared. I never walk into a foreign country. I have a complete list of every medicine that mom's on, dosage, you know, the generic names. I know the locations of the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
I translate that into the local language when I get to the hotel so that I have everything with me. And so I guess it's more the fact that I'm just very prepared.
Yeah.
Knock wood, we've never had anything that had to have her airlifted out, but I always have insurance just in case.
Right. Well, it sounds like you've kind of mastered the types of trips to take with her. What if someone's considering this? This sounds like an idea. Give me some of the countries that you think are most appropriate for traveling with an elderly parent.
You know, if it's your first trip, I would go somewhere easier, somewhere like a London. People speak English, ready access to cabs, boatloads to do, very, very senior friendly, very wheelchair friendly if you put your put your parent in a wheelchair.
Right.
I'd also say Hong Kong. You know, if you're really up for a long haul flight, want to try that out. Hong Kong, another
kind of
great city.
Yeah, exotic but developed. Just a few seconds here, but tell me, cruises, is that something your mom likes to do?
Oh, you know, we have done a cruise to Alaska, but it's not really something we've done a lot of. But we're going to investigate next year.
Disney.
I'm excited.
There you go. Valerie Grubb online. TravelWithAgingParents.com. TravelWithAgingParents.com and her brand new book, Planes, Canes, and Automobiles, Connecting with Your Aging Parent Through Travel. Valerie Grubb. Valerie, thanks.
Thank you, Michael.